Welcome, everyone. I'm John Melke. It's a pleasure to be here today with two UW Parkside students, Bianca Ruffalo and Rachel Mutchler. Rachel and Bianca, welcome to Parkside today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, they're both there. That's good. And interesting that that both Bianca and Rachel attended Kenosha Bradford High School in Kenosha. They are both molecular biology and bioinformatics majors, both outstanding students here at UW Parkside. And they both had the opportunity this past summer to work with Dr. Jeffrey Medine. He's a UW Parkside graduate and now Mac Fund professor at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So before we get too far into the program, ladies, tell each of you me a little bit about how did you originally become interested in biological sciences and the and I think you're both heading in kind of down the pre-med route. How did Rachel know?
A little bit different, yeah. So I'm more interested in the so I'm a little bit more on the research, biomedical research side of things. Not so much pre-med. I started out at Parkside as a biology major pre-med, though, and then switched to a molecular biology major my spring year of my freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got into it mostly in my senior year of high school. I took AP bio with Miss Lee.
I did too.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed that class, and it really got me interested in biology.
Great. And Bianca, yourself?
Oh, I loved science for a long time. It's been a longstanding passion for me. So when I got introduced to the medical field, I found a whole new side of science that I really liked. So from there, I did all the pre-med track classes, and I did extra research, actually in Madison, too, as well as MCW in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm actually applying to MD-PhD programs as we speak.
Wow. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And for our listeners, if you hear the microphone getting a little bumped back and forth, that's because we're sharing a mic here in the WIPZ studios. We've got the new cables on order. I think they're on order. We'll find out maybe next week. How did each of you become aware of the opportunity to work with Dr. Medine at the Medical College of Wisconsin?
Well, they always have representatives come from Parkside, so I've actually interacted with people who've done it before. A couple of my close friends have actually been there. And the club, the Molecular Bio Club, I'm actually the president, and she's a member at large. We host our faculty member who's in charge, kind of the liaison between Dr. Medine and Parkside, and she always comes and has a little presentation about it. So I've been excited about the program for a long time, and I was excited that I actually got the opportunity to.
Mm-hmm. Rachel?
Yeah, so Dr. Lee was my genetics teacher at the time, and she was also my advisor. And so she had brought the application up in our class and at the biology club meetings and the molecular biology club meetings, which I'm the president of the biology club, and I also went to the molecular bio club meetings. So I heard it a couple different times from current students that had done the previous research, and so I was very interested in applying for the program as I wanted to do a summer research internship.
So before you, did either of you or both of you, were you aware of Dr. Medine and kind of his reputation? He was, you know, doing research in Canada and then coming back to the U.S. with the Medical College of Wisconsin. Did you know about him before heading into the program?
Yeah, actually, my cousin's fiance was in the program when he was still in Vancouver, so I knew about him for a long time. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Rachel?
I only became aware of him at the talks that they had at the biology and the molecular biology club meetings. Previous to that, I had no idea.
Right. So tell us, each of you, a little bit about you're interested in the program. You get accepted to the opportunity. How do things start out when you first get there? Take us through kind of those first couple few days.
We started with a lot of lab safety introductions and things like that because it's very important. One of our actual lab mentors was working with radioactive materials, so we had to make sure that we were all comfortable around that.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it's really understanding the concept behind the lab, and that kind of can be a hard part because the research has been around for years, and you're kind of jumping in the middle of years and years of research, so it's hard to catch up. But after you get all the introductions and you understand the project of the lab and what you're doing, it's smooth sailing. It's lab work and a lot of, it was a lot of work, but it was amazing. And to be a part of it is really cool because we furthered their project, and it's very nice that they gave us the opportunity to have a project that we could actually contribute to toward the end of the summer.
So you say you're kind of in the, is it like you're in the middle of a research project that's kind of ongoing, or other folks have worked on that, right, and now you're contributing following a particular process or procedure?
Absolutely. So they're working on these cells that we can engineer. They're actually the patient's own immune cells. We can make them create a molecule, put it on its surface, and that molecule can find and recognize tumor and cancer cells and attack them. So we were actually involved in, I was involved with a lymphoma and a multiple myeloma target. Mm-hmm. Rachel had a couple other ones. I think AML, acute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Acute myeloid leukemia and the same multiple myeloma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we were involved with creating that molecule that'll actually recognize the tumor cell.
And what, explain that to me. I don't understand that.
So cancer cells have these markers on their surface, and if that marker is specific to cancer cells, we can engineer what we call an antibody, and it'll recognize that antigen, which is the marker on the tumor cell. So we were involved with expressing that membrane molecule so that they can generate an antibody from it later.
Which will then be used to create the tool that is expressed on the cells, which are of the immune cells, so they're T cells.
Mm-hmm.
And that then you can engineer your T cells to attack against cancer cells specific to the cancer you want to kill.
Wow. And what during the kind of the initial process, how much time are you working with Dr. Medine? Is he involved like on a day-to-day basis, or is it more to get you kind of set up and working on a particular project?
So we didn't work exactly one-on-one with Dr. Medine. We worked with members of his lab.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were both working on parallel projects, we both kind of shared a couple different members of the lab as our mentors, which really helped get an overall experience in the lab with, you know, the different type of career paths that you could probably go into, is for me at least, like being a lab manager or a research tech, things like that. But also getting the different experience of what you would have in grad school, all the different people you'd experience and have to work with.
And what were some of the things as you kind of get going in your work through that, through these projects, what was exciting, interesting, surprising? Had to be some things, right?
There was very cool stuff involved with the project. We actually worked with these viruses, phages to be exact. That means they infect bacterial cells. But we used them to specifically bind to our protein so that we can map the exact place that the antibody would recognize that protein on the cell of those cancer cells. So that was amazing. We had to use like little magnetic beads that would shift to the side, and everything you'd care about would be on those beads. Then you can selectively elute all the stuff off, and then we can make those phages infect bacteria cells, and then we have a huge population of those cells, so we can get that antibody sequence on it. It's very cool.
And what, during the course of the process and the project, does it become evident like what the goal is of the work?
Yeah, from the start they tell you the goal, and then you kind of fill in the details as you go. That's my favorite part, because they'll tell you what you're going to do, but then you won't really know until you're doing it the specifics. And it's just a really cool experience, because then you, at the end of the summer, you can see where all the pieces fit in. You can do a presentation on it. Everything's really cool.
And what, from the standpoint of now you're back on campus as students, what do you bring to the campus from that experience? How does that help you? It's got to help you, right? In your classroom experience, what do you bring back?
It definitely does. So we did these like journal clubs that we had to go to, and they would talk about scientific literature. So that helped a lot, because I reinforced a lot of the concepts I knew, but I also learned like a new depth to them. So coming into these classes and learning more like advanced, like we're both in this proteins class, and it's one of the most advanced classes on campus. But I found that we actually learned a lot of the stuff in Milwaukee that we're just kind of rehashing. Especially, we've done, I don't know if you've ever heard of a Western blot. It's a technique that you can kind of see protein samples. And we did it probably 75 times. So we're pretty excited to get to do that in class because we'll be the experts on that.
Oh, yeah, we know how to do this.
Yeah.
And Rachel, kind of the same thing, or what do you bring back to class?
Yeah, so in the spring I took the course in molecular biology. It's called molecular biology. And in that course they teach you, you know, these are all the different methods that you can use to study. And then this summer I then applied all those methods so now I can come back and take back and reapply those methods in class and in my independent study.
Mm-hmm. And as you look at now, Bianca, you told me that you're graduating in May of 19. Rachel's planned to graduate in May of 20. As you started your Parkside experience here, how many classes were you taking that kind of, where you feel like it's bringing you to this point where it's kind of leading up to that?
I'm sorry. What do you mean by how many classes?
I mean, if you can give us an example of some other classes along the, in the molecular biology and bioinformatics program that kind of brought you to where you are now. What were some of the classes that brought you along in the experience?
Well, definitely my genetics course and my molecular biology course. I also took a freshman seminar my first semester here, which helped me figure out what career path I wanted to do. Like I said earlier, I started as a biology major with a pre-med emphasis. So then that course really helped me focus my interests on molecular biology. And 'cause the course requirements for the freshman year for both the biology and the molecular biology programs mm-hmm. are very similar. It really helped me garner my interest in the field.
So I took those classes too. I agree, Rachel. But also I took this biochemistry class, and it's one of the tougher classes at Parkside. Any bio major will tell you that. But it really prepared me for my future because it's one of those classes that are so hard that if you can get through that, you can get through anything. Mm-hmm. So it gave me a brand new confidence and my study skills are on point because of that class. So, yeah, that would be my big one.
So when you think back to your days at Bradford and you're looking at making that selection of where you're going to attend a university, what was it about Parkside or how did that decision come about?
Well, I saw their pre-med acceptance rate, which is 89%,
mm-hmm.
Which is the national average is 40.
Not so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
So from there, I got involved with the research, and I realized that we had the opportunity to work one-on-one with the PIs. That's what we call the principal investigators. It's not private investigators. Mm-hmm. They're the people that actually run the labs. And in places like MCW and Madison, the PIs have multiple people in the lab that are like graduates, postdoctorates, stuff like that. So they don't have time for one-on-one. But at Parkside, we actually get one-on-one experience with our professors. So my PI actually taught me every technique I know, which is Dr. Richards. He's a professor here.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And Rachel, how about you? What was that decision process like?
I didn't have too many schools that I was looking at. I was looking at UW-Madison and UW-Parkside especially, but I went on a tour to UW-Madison. It's just way too big of a school for me. Mm-hmm. Much more of a hometown girl, so because it's local and I can, you know, live from home and go to school and work, it makes life a lot easier. That and that these classes have a pretty small class size so that you do get the one-on-one experience, like Bianca said, with your professors, and you can go in for office hours and get help directly from your professor.
And have either of you had the opportunity to talk to, maybe somebody who's in high school right now or getting ready as they're thinking about an educational path and what do you tell them about the school that you attend?
We're actually planning on visiting Bradford later this semester.
Oh, good.
Tell them the pre-med tracks and the pre-research tracks, mm-hmm. I guess. So then I would tell them to start as early as possible if they are interested, because it makes the whole process easier when you know what's coming. A lot of time, I'm actually a first generation student, so I didn't even know what an undergrad was coming into Parkside. Hmm. I asked my mom, she was like, I don't know. So if someone was there to tell me about like the specifics, maybe even like logistical things, like what's it like picking a lab and stuff like that. That'd be very cool.
Yeah, so my brother just graduated from Bradford this past year, so he's not going into biology, but just telling him the things that can help, like with studying and getting to your classes and interacting with your professors and getting the help you need if you need like tutoring services or whatnot, for sure, how to find those resources. But also, of course, yeah, like Bianca said, the sooner the better. I know there's a high school student here, I believe, working with a professor. Do you know who that
the
is?
Lab.
Working in her lab.
Mm-hmm.
So the sooner you know, the better. My senior year in high school, shadowed a veterinarian for a couple weeks, and I realized I didn't like it off the bat. So once I knew that, I knew that I didn't want to go into that field. But like I said, it took me a little while, but I could figure out my career interest after coming to Parkside and taking, you know, certain courses and things.
It's important to have those opportunities, isn't it, to find out before you head down a road where you think, yep, this is where I want to go. And then it's probably better to find that out earlier so that you can get down to an area where you have your interest. What things when you first started here at Parkside, you know, if you could go back and talk to the younger Bianca, the younger Rachel, what do you have for advice for those younger versions of each of you?
I would tell younger Bianca to study for the MCAT more, and also to try to jump into research more. One of my biggest regrets actually is to say that I didn't do a research project because it involved bugs, and bugs scare me a lot. But there's a lot of components involved in research, so I could have done like a statistic project or a molecular bio one. So I would have told young Bianca to not be so scared of bugs and just go do the research project.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's okay.
And what advice does young Rachel get?
I would have definitely told myself to reach out more for like extracurricular activities and things that I could do, volunteering. I was huge in volunteering my senior or even throughout high school. I was part of NHS. So volunteering was like my thing. And then I got here my first year, I totally didn't volunteer, not a single hour. And I really regret doing that. And now I know there's wonderful events they have on Parkside's campus, like the GEMS program.
Mm-hmm. That's a popular program.
Oh,
they get
yeah.
a lot of young
yeah.
ladies from young girls from middle school. Is it middle school and high school or just middle?
Just middle school.
Just middle school,
and
right.
And elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we both participated in that. We were both volunteers for that this past January, and we got to sit on a panel with other students and with Dr. Florence Tan from NASA to talk about, you know, talk to middle school girls directly, like you had your question earlier about high school students. Talk to them directly about what they can do in college to better themselves and to get into these fields that women aren't as highly represented in.
Mm-hmm. And that's a kind of to that subject where I know there's professors, faculty members here at UW-Parkside who are working on how to get girls, women more involved in the sciences. But yet it seems like at Parkside there's a lot of females that are involved in science. Why is Parkside a little different?
Well, I'd say just like the culture at Parkside, it's very welcoming. It's not a lot of times when you see women not in the STEM fields, it's because there's kind of an atmosphere of competition. And a lot of times I think women feel a little disadvantaged when going up against men in competition-like scenarios. But at Parkside, there's really not that much, you know. I mean, there's a little bit. Everywhere has a little bit, but
sure.
A little bit's healthy. But it's definitely the kind that boosts other people and not brings them down. It makes them want to leave the field.
Right.
That and the student makeup is quite diverse here. We have non-traditional students, people who come back to college, students from different cultural backgrounds and nationalities and ethnicities from different countries. It makes it a lot more inclusive here to feel more welcome.
So both of you study a lot, obviously, or you wouldn't be, either you're just incredibly smart that you don't have to study, and I don't believe that. I think you study and work really hard. But what do you like to do when you're not studying and working on molecular biology and bioinformatics and research at the Medical College of Wisconsin?
I love TV a lot. A lot of people are surprised when they say I like TV, but when I say I like TV, excuse me, but, you know, when you're eating, you don't have to study. You can watch TV and stuff like that. So my free time, I usually spend watching things like Game of Thrones and Once Upon a Time, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Rachel?
I love my pets. I hang out with my cats all the time.
Oh.
I also work at a local bakery here in Kenosha, Paoli's Bakery, which keeps me very busy, as it is now the Wisconsin's favorite bakery as per Travelocity or whatnot. But also just like hanging out at home with my family.
So what do you do at Paoli's? It's like a plug for Paoli's here. But
a little bit, yeah. It's been in the news quite a lot lately. I work in the store and in the office, kind of depending on when I'm needed, to help customers over the phone and in person with different businesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is it about Parkside, the Kenosha community, that do you have plans to stay here when you reach whatever that next level is beyond Parkside?
For my career, I'm hoping to do biomedical research, so it would have to, it kind of ties me to places like Milwaukee and Madison that have hospitals and universities that kind of have translational research.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about it is that those places are very close to Kenosha, so I plan on taking an active role in this community even after I get my degree. I will come back to Wisconsin. Even if I go MD, PhD somewhere else, my plan is to come back and practice
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan on going into research into the industry, so the biotech industry. So places like AbbVie, where I could work, which is just in, you know, northern Illinois, very close to Kenosha, or up in like Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. And Bianca, you've had the opportunity, and Rachel, I don't know if you've had the opportunity, so I'm not saying you haven't, but I know Bianca, you've had the opportunity to participate in the UW Rush program. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, what that was like and what that experience in Madison, how that's kind of helped you in your educational journey?
Right. So it's the Rural and Urban Scholars in Community Health. So it's based on people who want to practice in Wisconsin in either rural underserved populations or urban underserved populations. So we did a lot of activities involving like understanding the disparities in rural and urban healthcare. But I also, it was my first taste of research, actually. It was my first time being in a lab. And that's another thing I'd like to tell past Bianco's. Take better notes during lab.
Take better notes.
Because there's little things you don't think about. Like, there's very little vials of, like, one microliter of liquid that you have to go find in this fridge that's eight times your size. It's, write some notes about that. But it was actually my first taste of, like, being in a setting that's geared toward research that's going to be applied to healthcare. So that was very cool because we do, it's called basic research here,
mm-hmm.
which just means that it's about understanding biological principles. And basic research is important too because it leads to translational research, but I've never been in a center where the main purpose is to translate all that research into healthcare. It was amazing.
Wow. And how was that experience as far as, because it wasn't just Parkside students who were involved, you had students from other institutions.
Right. It was from a diverse, actually there was someone from Atlanta, but everyone else was from Wisconsin. And there was people from Platteville, which is a very rural area. There's some from Milwaukee, which is the least rural area in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So just getting those diverse opinions together was amazing because we all lived very close together. The dorm was nice, but it was small.
Yeah.
So we got to know each other very well. We contact all the time. And they actually did, there's a second part of the program, it's called CHIP, where you do an internship more geared toward public health. Since mm-hmm. I'm MD, PhD focused, they allowed me to do a summer internship in Milwaukee because that'd be more research oriented. But everyone who did the Rush program also did CHIP. And they also loved it and they kept in touch. And I even went to their talks afterward to reunite with everyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't get the opportunity to work there because that was my first research opportunity was at MCW.
Mm-hmm.
But the SPUR program was also very like the CHIP program where most of the students who were not from Milwaukee or in the Milwaukee area lived in housing very close by to the hospital campus. So we all kind of got to know each other there too. And students who went to like UW-Milwaukee or MATC traveled, commuted to the hospital buildings. But we did have multiple like get-togethers during the summer that we were able to interact with everyone. We went to a Brewer game, mm-hmm. and we had, it was the 35th anniversary of the Spur program at the Medical College of Wisconsin this summer. Mm-hmm. So I got to go on a networking boat trip, I guess, for their anniversary. And they talked about, you know, how they've been able to keep up this program for so long and how they started with a couple students. And now they've gotten over, what, like 30 students to be able to participate in the program for all over the country.
It must be fun to talk with other students that have similar interests.
Absolutely. That's one thing I liked about college a lot more than high school, because you kind of are around people who like what you like. Mm-hmm. And it was cool because people from all, like in the Spur program, a friend from Scranton, Pennsylvania, actually, from The Office, if you know that, she had a lot of the same interests as I did, but she had a completely different background. It was very cool to hear from her.
And what about you, Rachel? What do you enjoy about most about maybe talking with other students about similar interests?
You learn a lot of different career paths that you can take. So I recently got interested in bioinformatics, biomedical data science, that kind of field where you're applying math and biology. And we are in an apartment together with another friend who's from Parkside. Mm-hmm. Our next door neighbors was the girl from Scranton and a couple other people who we got really close with. And one of the students who I shared a really strong interest in biostatistics in, she was from somewhere, I think it's, where was it? Was it? It was somewhere in Africa. I feel really bad for not remembering. But she, I would never have the opportunity to meet her previous to that experience, but we bonded over our interest in the bioinformatics field.
Yeah, interesting. So we've got a couple minutes left in the program here, and now we'll kind of maybe take it the other way. So you got a chance to say, here's what current Bianca and current Rachel would tell previous. What for each of you, if you could kind of look in the crystal ball and look to the future, 5-10 years from now, what does success look like for each of you?
If I get into the MD PhD program 5-6 years from now, I'll still be in school.
Let's go 10.
10 would be hopefully starting a residency in oncology, mm-hmm. is my main focus right now, but I'd also think of pathology or something. So, I mean, it's still education. I won't be done with school until 15 years from now, probably. So success would be to get into the program. So that'd be nice.
Good. Well, I hope, I know you will.
Oh, thank you.
Success for me would definitely mean moving. I really like the countryside, but I also don't want to be out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So living in Kenosha out in the country, maybe some animals, working in biotechnology field. I don't know exactly my career, 100% my career interests and path yet, but I do definitely know I want to go to graduate school, whether that be a master's or a PhD program.
I'm sure both of you will be very successful. I'll look forward to watching to see just exactly how successful you are and what you're doing. And I thank each of you for taking time from your busy classroom schedule to be on Parkside today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.